I haven't listened to this audio yet, but I'm dying to listen to this. So imagine getting hit in the did he get hit in the head? Yeah, this guy got hit in the head by a home run ball at a baseball game. Okay.
Clunk.
And he seems fine. He's got a big welt on his forehead.
Oh.
It was a 109 mile per hour home run ball.
Oh my God.
This is at a college game, an LSU game. And this guy got interviewed, and I haven't listened to the audio yet, but I hear it's pretty great.
So okay.
This is the guy who got hit by a home run ball to the head. His name's Corey, and he's okay.
You know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years. Now's my time. I got one coming. Hole in the glove, man. What can I say? Beamed off my dome and got a nice little goose egg.
Does it hurt?
And it don't feel good. It felt like every bit of a 109 mile an hour home run ball, yeah.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No, it skipped over the fence. But Josh Pearson, man, he's such a great guy. He came to toss me their toss ball that they do in between innings. Probably
cool.
Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me and maybe kiss my bobo.
Kiss my bobo. Oh, cool. I love that guy.
He's got a big,
he's the perfect guy to get hit with a ball in the head.
Well, taught his head. And he's going, no, that's all right. I mean, it didn't feel so good going off my dome.
I love him.
How great is he? Oh, my. Have you ever been hit by a ball, Todd?
There was one time. So this is one time we were playing. I was, you know, like in baseball.
You play softball, don't you?
Well, no. Growing up in high school, I played baseball.
Okay.
So we were warming up, like before, you know, practice or whatever. With you were just playing catch, and I had got. I was an infielder. I played short, and I had the same glove my whole life, and I got an infielder's glove, which are really short, so that you can have like really quick hands and you can get the ball real fast. And I went to catch the ball, and it just missed the glove entirely and hit me right in the mouth.
Oh,
thankfully,
God.
I didn't lose any teeth. But I was just like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going back to my old my old softball glove. You know, it's this monster heavy glove. But I played great with it, and I still have it to this day. If I play anything, softball or whatever, if I catch anything, I still have that same glove. But it was all because I converted to an infielder's glove for a split second, and
it just missed it.
Nope. I was like, all right, I'm done.
That's funny. Yeah. Didn't Dad get hit by a ball when he was in the outfield?
Who?
Sawyer's here. With
me. Oh, no kidding. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to right now?
Here, Sawyer, put this microphone over. Because wasn't he like asking about a fudgicle? Or wasn't it there?
Oh my God.
Tim played baseball for all of like 10 minutes, right?
Yeah. So he was yelling to his mom.
Oh, right.
And he was yelling, Mom, get me a fudgicle!
And then the ball came. And
then the ball, and then it was the big hitter. And
Todd may have to go on TV.
Oh, I will in a second.
Okay, yeah, so and the big hitter came up.
He
was in the outfield.
All the way to him and hit him in the head.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he was focused on a fudgicle.
He was focused on a fudgicle.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
he was just yelling while the ball was coming up in the air.
Yeah.
He was like, Mom, can I have a fudgicle?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
You got to focus out there.
No, but the ice cream truck just came.
Oh, because the ice cream truck came.
An ice cream truck
came. Mom, can you give me a fudgicle? Dunk.
Yeah. They can't go to a softball.
Right,
like
that's distracting.
Yeah, you can't do that when kids are playing baseball, man.
Yeah. Side note, we got signed up for concession duty. So, may have to work on my math skills.
Is this weekend?
Good luck.
Not this weekend.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it's the most stressful thing you're ever going to do.
Oh, God.
It's awful.